Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This podcast will discuss a professional's concern for families and friends who have been affected by a loved one's drinking. Dear Abby is with us today. Abby is also known as Jean Phillips, who writes the most popular and widely syndicated newspaper column, Dear Abby, which was started by her mother, Pauline Phillips. Abby, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, Pat, thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for all of the consideration and attention you and your mother have given to families and friends of problem drinkers in your column since the very early years of Al-Anon and Al-Ateen.
Well, you know, as alcohol has affected so many families for so many years, it's only natural that the letters about the problem would appear in the column.
How many of the Dear Abby readers' problems do you think are connected in some way to a loved one's drinking?
Well, you know, it's large enough. My column covers the spectrum of human relations, Pat, and a number of the letters and emails that I receive do touch on alcohol problems. But now that you mention it, Alcoholics Anonymous and Al-Anon are the resources that I most frequently reference.
So it's not an unusual problem?
No, it's not an unusual problem at all.
Do you think your readers are usually aware that someone else's drinking is causing so many of the problems in their family?
Well, absolutely. Because when somebody is impaired, it affects their work and their relationships and their spousal relationships, their parental relationships. Well, it's sad that we're living in a society where there's so much stress and pressure that people feel that they need something to help them through daily living.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe your readers tend to assume part of the blame for a loved one's drinking?
Yes, some people do. But others try to assume the responsibility of fixing their alcoholic's problem or covering up for them. And that's a big mistake. Because unless the drinker is willing to face the fact that they have a problem and seek help for it, there's no way that anyone else can fix the problem.
Mm-hmm. But some people do have that tendency to assume the responsibility for what their loved one's doing.
Yeah, there's a name for it. It's called enabling.
Do very many of your readers express feelings of embarrassment or shame if a family member has a drinking problem?
Well, if they're acting out, yes, they do. And I've heard from more than one teenager who says that they're afraid to invite their friends to the house because they're afraid that they're going to see their parents passed out on a couch. It's almost the same stigma as a mental illness, because when you have a mental illness or you have a drinking problem, you're not in control of your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost anything can come out of your mouth, and yes, that can be embarrassing for all concerned.
Sure.
For the spouse, for the drinker, and for the person that these comments are aimed at.
Do very many of your readers fear for their own safety or for their children's safety because of excessive drinking in the home?
Sometimes, yes. I recently had a letter in the column about a young woman who's, you know, living at home. She has a baby, and she doesn't want her father to hold the baby after he's been drinking, and he drinks every afternoon, and he's stoned by the middle of the afternoon. She talked to her mother about it, and her mother sort of shrugged her shoulders and said, well, you know, that's my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I advised her to get some other child care if that's what's going on in the house. She's simply going to have to make sure her baby's protected. The baby is her primary responsibility.
Sure. Well, that leads me to ask what advice you would give to our listeners who might be ready to take action to help themselves and their families right now.
Oh, my goodness, as I've said so many times, Al-Anon, that's a safe place for you to go where you find out that you're not alone. If you think that you're, you know, ashamed and embarrassed, or you're at the end of your rope and nobody else can identify with your problem, just go to one of those meetings and you'll find you have an awful lot of company, and they'll welcome you with open arms and they won't charge you. It's a wonderful place for people to just get the help they need.
Good. Is there anything else that you would like to say to the families and friends of people who have a drinking problem?
Only this. I would tell them that they're really not alone with this, and the sooner that they get help, the better. You know, when there's a family problem of this nature, whether it be alcohol or drugs or whatever, people tend to isolate themselves, and really the best thing you can do is reach out and talk to other people who are coping with the same problem. There's strength in numbers.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Abby, for sharing your advice with so many families and friends of problem drinkers over the years. And thank you, everyone, for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery. You're welcome to listen to any of the Al-Anon Family Group podcasts at www.alanonfamilygroups.org. You're also welcome to attend a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just go to www.alanonfamilygroups.org and click on How to Locate a Meeting. Or call during business hours Eastern Time 1-888-4-ALANON. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.